So tonight, between tonight or tomorrow night, is the strawberry moon, the full moon. And if you have never seen what this moon looks like, then it's so the full moon's like at 2:40 in the morning Eastern time, something like that. But it's when the moonrise occurs that the moon, it's like watching it in an animated cartoon or something where it takes up three quarters of the screen. It's gigantic. The way that the illusion occurs with how it looks. I've only seen it once in my life, and I will never forget it. So when we're done with class tonight, depending on where you're living, if you're on the East Coast, go on outside and see if you can catch the moonrise, because it should be phenomenal. Okay, Ananda, you were going to come on before. Can I do you want to speak?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. Okay, so let's settle in. So there's like a wall of density here tonight. Not that you are personally bringing in, but it is planetary. And so it's going to take us a little bit to drop out of that and kind of shed it and dissolve it. One thing that I wanted to share with you. So, given everything that's happening these days, and when I look at the energy that goes into promoting holistic things, healthy things, spiritual things, and I look at the energy going into promoting the same old marketing stuff, selling, 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 on the old paradigm, they're the exact same energy. It's the same materialistic energy that's claiming, promising, enticing, hooking. It's all the same energy. So it's very confusing to figure out what is right for you. I mean, how many claims of vitamin, miracle vitamins, or how many claims of miracle drugs can you be presented with and not be overwhelmed? And so the guides wanted us to have an understanding of how to bring some clarity into our lives with all of the claims and marketing that's going on. I mean, it's actually worse than it's ever been on all ends of the spectrum. And so the basic understanding is that when we ground and we connect with our central axis and we connect with the toroidal field and we come into relationship with the living energies, we form a container, a place to sit within to help us receive guidance on what choices to make and how to proceed in our lives. And so the idea of these living energies creating a container is the important teaching. So whether you choose to have an operation or use some kind of herbal preparation for something, having the container is what will help that choice integrate with your being most fully. So the directive is always to ground first before making any decisions, and to allow yourself to sit in the sphere of your living energies and let that form the context for your being. And then whatever you choose to do, and whatever treatment or modality you engage in, it will give you feedback very quickly. It can also help that modality really benefit you, whether it's allopathic, holistic, whatever it is. It's important to come from a place, and this is what we call coherence. But it needs to be first. That needs to be the container from which you act. So I was working with a client today who has tried a million different modalities, but she's like a sieve. Everything that she tries dissolves. It stays for a tiny little bit and then it doesn't work. And I honestly have never talked to anyone who has tried more things than this person today. But she didn't have a container. She didn't have grounding. She didn't have a center. All of her energy was going outward. And some of the situations that we're in can be really challenging and even scary or frightening. And it will tend to pull our energy out in a way. And so that's why practice when you're not in a challenging situation is so important. But everything she tried just went right through the holes in the sieve. Nothing would hold because she didn't have a container. So the long-term practice here is building your container, so that whatever gets put into your life will have the most benevolent outcome, let's put it in those terms. And instead of draining your energy or just losing the positive effect of a modality, it'll take you to the next step. And we're always looking at what is unfolding in front of us, because Everything is the next step. Everything is unfolding now. And you need to not be paralyzed. You need to take a step within the context of your living energy container. And you need to see what the feedback is. And you need to be responsive to that. And then you need to take the next step. So if you find yourself paralyzed and unable to make a decision, you go into your grounding, you go into your deep space, and you take in and consider what's in front of you, and you take the next best step. Whether it's a tiny little phone call, looking something up on AI, calling a friend, whatever it is, it can be the tiniest step. But you want to take that step and let it unfold within the living energies. So it's always grounding first. It's always clearing as best as you can, getting into the flow of the energies, letting the clarity come to the surface, recharging your battery. And allow the living energies to create this container that's flowing and full rather than being like a sieve that just drains everything out. And in order to do that, you need to be connected within. She didn't even know what it was like to be connected within. And she had taken lots of my classes, but a while back. But it was as if that had drained out too. So, and I know we've been kind of repeating this, but the very first thing to do is to sink down. And sometimes that's the hardest thing to do, like Lisa spending 2 hours to get grounded. And being gentle with yourself, being patient with yourself, and allowing your being to settle, which draws your energy back into you. Coming down to your seat and feet, letting the energy flow and move into its natural flow as best as you can. And once you feel like you've come back to yourself, then you have the opportunity to make the best decision you can make at the time. And if you're going to have a medical procedure that will optimize the procedure or it'll block it, something will happen to redirect you. Let's let that settle in. I do want you to be aware that the selling of everything from holistic to allopathic, medical, spiritual, they're the same energy. And it's important to get clear and use your discernment. There we go. Any comments?
Hi, Sarah, this is Trish.
Go
I
ahead.
noted in one point in the grounding when you were speaking to the container. I've heard that two or three times, maybe of course the 20 years I've been with you. And for some reason, I'm having a hard time with the actual container aspect of it because I always thought you got the flow going, then you get it on your light axis or the set, getting in your center, and then toroidal field opens up around you. Is not the toroidal field, sorry, toroidal, I can't say it, toroidal field,
Toroidal, yeah.
the container. What
It
is,
is.
I need
It
an
is.
image, sort of. Yeah. Okay.
No, it is a container. And but you can't think of it like a container in your kitchen. It's an energetic container that flows. So as long as it's in flow, it's creating the container.
And what if it looks like snow?
Like what?
No.
Snow?
Like it's flowing in this, yeah, so it's not, the flow isn't, I don't know, centrifugal. It's more like it's like Dhruvanabha says, centrifugal. For me, it's more molecular.
Okay.
And it's a series of dots. I don't know how else to explain it.
Oh,
I
okay.
just was
No.
curious.
Yeah, no, that's a fine, as long as the dots are flowing or it feels like it's expansive and you're feeling lighter and brighter, then I would say that that would be in the flow.
Okay. That's my question.
So the criteria would be how you're feeling. Because we're each going to see it a different way.
Thank
Okay.
you.
So if you're undergoing any kind of medical procedures from any direction, be sure to come back as best as you can. Sometimes those procedures overwhelm us. But as best as you can to return to that center so that it makes it as positive as it can be. I mean, there is a lot of density in the medical field now, and it can be very difficult to navigate.
This is Laurie, and I could feel when you said the energies are the same. I didn't like it. And I know at first it just was sort of like a little bit of a sick feeling inside. And it's so interesting because over the years I have signed up for various summits, And then once you do that, of course, there's an influx of emails from the various speakers and things that are on the summits. And so I get so many emails and I go through them, or I don't go through them. Like I see them and I see something enticing, I see something that, oh gosh, at some point I should probably look at that. And then I just have this huge inbox, and I can't tell you how often I think about just delete them all and get off the lists, And so
It's in the timing of your sharing this with us tonight is interesting because I've been thinking about it more. And it sort of makes me feel like that's even more what I want to do.
I did that recently. I just unsubscribed for a ton of stuff.
Really?
And yes, I they'll you'll find it again if you need it. I would
Yeah, that.
say err on the side of unsubscribing, and if you need something, it'll come back to you.
Yeah, I think that's exactly how I need to look at it. And if there's something that really, and it's so funny, like just what you're saying. I mean, it's helpful because I can feel it, and it's the same. Like and it doesn't mean that these people aren't wanting to help, and it doesn't mean that they don't have important, even helpful, things. But it's too much, and it is in the energy of marketing. And I could always save one email if there was somebody that I, and then, I'd
And
have
then
them.
delete it later.
But unsubscribe, so nothing else. It's fascinating to me how, I mean, it's humbling how, it's like FOMO, it's like, I'm afraid I'm going to miss out on something. I'm afraid I'm, there's going to be something that could help me, right? And so I would love to be just freed of all of that. And so this is very helpful conversation.
Yeah, I found it helpful to do that.
Yeah.
It's definitely overload. It's intentional overload. The more overloaded people are, the less they're able to make clear decisions, and they'll just press something and buy
Yeah.
something. And I just can't believe how hard so many people are working. It's like it used to be ad agencies and corporations doing the work. Now every individual who's on the internet is having to do all the same work. It's a lot of work to maintain your presence and get your viewers and subscribers, and get your now, then you get your advertisers who pay you and monetize your material, and instead of just a big company doing it, it's individuals that are working their butt off to do it, and it's become a big mess, I think. That, see, so when I said there's a block of heavy energy coming into the group, anytime we interface with the internet, we pick up that heavy energy. And I'm not saying you shouldn't do it. It's our life now. But clear yourself, ground yourself after you've been on it, and just know what's happening. And the manipulation, the subtle manipulation by the l algorithms is getting more and more intense. And that has an energy to it. It's not benign. And I'm not saying that this is all evil, but you need to be aware. And then clear and ground. I mean, it actually is an expression of individual empowerment on one level. And going through the development of that, it's in an infancy stage with a lot of heavy energy with it. I do believe our world is moving towards a really much more enlightened culture. But we have to go through a lot of stages to get there. I mean, look at the light behind that all. And the earth changes are creating a lot of heavy energy. So your practice of grounding will serve you very deeply as this stuff intensifies even more.
Sarah, this is Trish. Oh, I wasn't sure if I muted myself last time or not. I did on the iPhone. Okay, so, oh, now I'm gonna forget. Can you maybe speak to or help to identify the newer energies that are here when we get to flow? Toronto field, all that. For me, it's been very, oh, well, I know what it is real quick. Let me interject. I would have written this on the class page today, but I couldn't find the password anywhere.
Oh, the
I
past.
need help. Like, is there a section in your site that we can go to and find the passwords? Because I don't know what
It's
happens to
on
the
the class
emails. I think
page. It's a line. The
it's
word is.
not every time though. Oh, maybe on that one. Is it not?
Oh,
But I
but maybe
don't know if I
I could
keep.
include it in the email. I'll do that. Okay.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, well, I can't do this. So this is, you asked us to today. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be leading, but leading into something that maybe you don't want to go into yet was this email you sent today asking us to comment on today. Do you want me to go there or not?
You want to make your comment that you were going to
Yeah.
put on? Oh, and let me tell
Yeah,
you
but it
the
will shift it.
let me tell you what the password is so that, and I will put it in emails, but it's
Okay,
alignment,
thank you.
the word alignment with a capital A.
Okay.
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 Okay, so yes, what is your comment?
Okay, so like right even as soon as I woke up, I had to make a phone call about some insurance stuff. And oh, I didn't even need to like enter out. It was like everybody I talked to had way too much coffee, and they were running snowballing and running over me. And I'm thinking to myself, ground, 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 ground. Please ground. Please shift. Sometimes I can get it to shift to calm them down, but. That was very hard to do today. So finally, I just said, with all the, I had to do things around my Medicare because of my birthday. So anyway, so I just turned it off, went outside, played with the dogs, and then actually, I took a nap right before. That's why I'm chitty-chatting now, and I'm not asleep right now. Anyway,
I
so
think that's a
my
that I would do the same thing. I think that's
It was nutty. People were just like, you could just the amount of panic in the air. And it's before you even pick up the phone, you can feel it. You can feel that that's coming through the other person on the other end before you even say hello to them. I could feel it. I could feel it. It didn't feel it on the ranch so much, but I could feel it once I poked into other areas, if that makes any sense. But at any rate, so yes, I had the same thing you did. Okay, good idea to go outside and just do nothing.
Yeah, I think that's a
Because
great
I'm not
idea.
going to get anywhere and I'm not going to make any good decisions, and nobody out there is going to make a good decision for me either. So
Right.
I needed to
So,
just backtrack.
and sometimes you just call back and get a different person.
Oh, there's a thought. I hadn't thought of that. Okay. Okay. Well, I just decided not to push at it. It wasn't that big of a thing, even though everybody was. So it was three different people, three different instances, and all were running so, I call it fear, it was just so prevalent. And I gotta go. I gotta do this now. I gotta do this now. That I'm sorry to me to do that. That I just said, nope, I'm not doing it. And
Good
just
idea.
back down. So I didn't, but I wanted to write you and say amen to what you did. Yes, I did that yesterday too, what you did, but I'm not getting a whole lot accomplished. I they
No,
need,
that, and that's
sometimes.
another thing. Plus, Mercury went retrograde, I think, today.
Right.
And so we've got the full moon and Mercury going retrograde. So I think people were really just spinning. But that's the other thing. Nothing, unless there's just a moment where something gets through everything. But that's why I'm saying taking little increments and being patient with everything. Because, and regrounding and regrounding, and the more irritation, the more it'll block up. So being in this patient mode is so important. So important.
Okay, and then now I have another question. It's a little different, but actually, can I bring it up about our circle that the three of us did, Lakshmi, Kim, and I, for our other class? Can I ask you a question about that? Because it
No.
kind of goes to the container.
Well, I would say that that wouldn't
No.
be for this
Okay.
class. Okay? You could put
Okay.
that on the class page of that class
Okay.
if
Okay.
someone will
I
share
remember
the
that
password with
password.
you.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Okay, thank
Yeah.
you.
Okay. Anyone else have anything they want to ask?
This is Michelle.
Uh-huh.
And when I woke up this morning, I had a clarity around how expectations pull me out of my container. But also how expectations can be used by others to manipulate, or I can manipulate others with that energy.
Uh-huh.
And the expectations are not present moment and pull me out of presence. And that felt like a very deep and profound awareness for me, and I thought I'd share.
Huge. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, it's like dangling a thread someone can grab onto.
This is Laurie, and I also have just thoughts about the question you posed, and I didn't have time to write on the class page, but what got the thoughts that got triggered for me when I read the question related to I am just back last night from a week at the Jersey Shore with my husband, my five kids, six grandkids, and their various partners, all in the same space for the entire week. So I'm like, oh, well, like I have been attributing all of the various things that have gone on with my body that might be unusual, not terribly unusual for me, but more to that. And then I forget that there are also things going on in the cosmos and on the planet and all of that. And the first question that came to my mind was, how in the heck would I ever even discern, what's what? And to piggyback on that for myself is also I am trying not to be in self judgment and just kind of observe and be curious. And but during the week, I definitely had a consistent awareness of myself, my energy, my feet on the ground or whatever. But it was, I was going to use the word, it was superficial, but that's probably somewhat accurate. I think what I'm trying to say is that I didn't do much relate, like being alone, like taking an extended period of time to actually take care of myself, to really ground. I thought about it all the time, but it was hard to pull away, with that many people, and some of us don't see each other that often. So I don't know. I'm just pondering all of it. And then your question just kind of brought more to the surface for me to try to be with and figure out.
So
So.
kudos to you to actually being able to feel your feet at any point during that week. How old's the youngest grandchild?
8 months.
I would be spending time with that one.
You know what? That's so funny. Exactly. Because the rest of them are teenagers, and
Right.
it's like, ooh, yeah, that's rough. So I did grab him when I could, but he's a little bit in stranger danger, and I haven't seen him for a few months. So, but I did. I just, that's so funny that you said that.
Yeah, baby brain is a good place to be.
Oh, yeah.
But so getting the practice now is like almost like instant grounding. So everyone try that right now. Just go down to your feet. Bring your awareness to your feet. It's not your mind. Boom. And you feel yourself land. And so going back to that practice of grounding 100 times a day is a really good practice now, because as long as you can really get a solid connection with your feet, it'll bring you back. And you may not go through a whole, meditation and grounding and everything, but just getting that magnetic connection back to your feet will draw your energy back right away. Enough to clear the space. Can you feel the clarity now? Just doing a boom down to the feet. And in the middle of the wildest environments possible is the practice. So what does everyone notice by doing that? Nothing?
I can definitely feel what you just described. I mean, and some of it was already there because of I've been doing it throughout the class, but it's helpful in thinking about my week and myself. But I also flashed on. I did come to class last Monday. I somehow was able to pull that off. And I was out b within 5 minutes. And
Good.
not surprising, right? But it was interesting. I kept hearing angel, angel, and I'm like, oh, I want to know what she's saying about the angel. But I did listen again, but I fell asleep. So I still have to go back to that one. But
Okay.
I did feel myself differently when I came into class than I had felt by just feeling my feet. Do you know what I mean? Like it was a deeper coming back to myself, just being in the group, hearing your voice for those 5 minutes. And so that did make me feel a little bit like, why are you not doing a better job of doing this? It's going to help you on this trip if you did this. And again, I did move out of self-judgment,
Good.
but it was still a feeling of, you're not doing all that you can to make this better, you know?
That's still linear self-judgment. That's external criteria invading your space. So, and this is subtle, and this is all the conditioning. So, when we hear those kinds of thoughts, we need to identify them as external criteria that has been conditioned. And if we spent the same amount of time hearing those words as hearing some kind words to ourselves, see, this is a shift that's really hard. Remember when I talked about worry and how worry is like a curse? It's like the last thing you want to do if someone's not feeling well or in a difficult situation, the last thing you want to do is worry about them because it's like sending negative energy to them. And so we do that to ourselves, not just with worry, but with fear and everything else, with those external thoughts. So any thought that is comparing, negative, saying that, like you said, you're not doing as good a job as you could, those all seem like normal thoughts, but they're not. They're external conditioning to disempower. And so replacing, first of all, catching those thoughts because they're so normalized. And then it's scary to let go of that because we've used that kind of thinking to manage and control ourselves to fit in. And if you can catch that and shift into a softer, as we've been practicing, this softer, more patient place, even if it's just a millimeter of it, we can shift our whole being into a much kinder, freer space. But it's very scary to let go of that negative conditioning because we have used it to create our safety. And if we don't feel the energy in our feet, in our seat, in our belly, in our heart, replacing, filling up that space, we need that to replace the sense of safety. Then we can let go of all that subtle thinking and conditioning. So, I'll just use myself as an example. For maintaining weight or losing weight, it was constant. Well, you can't eat this. You should eat this. You're a bad person for eating this. And it was like, letting go of that, the alternative seemed like, oh, well, I'll just eat everything. If I let go of that kind of thinking, everything will just go to hell and I'll just eat everything there is and everything will get worse. But when you're connected to the living energies, you don't go into that sense of lack of safety. Some deeper wisdom, deeper intelligence starts filling us up and we're able to think differently, let go of the panic and let go of the fear of letting go of that conditioning. It's a big deal to let go of that because it's what kept us safe. Not the best kind of safety, but it was the best we could do. And I'm sure everyone can feel this because I can see it in the group. You can feel or sense where that type of fear and thinking has been operating in your life. Like a sense of, if I stop doing this, everything will go to hell. It'll go crazy. It'll just explode in some way. I'll have no control and no safety. But the safety and the intelligence replaces control. When you're connected to living energies. So you're replacing intelligence, higher intelligence with for control. And that is a huge practice. Can some of you feel how big of a practice that would be?
Yes, that's a very big practice for me because I'm a big planner, and that's part of my thing that I'm dismantling because there's this always thought of every single angle that could possibly happen. So you're kind of planning for those kind of events rather than just being more present. And for me, being more present and trusting in the event. And trusting in my own self in the process of it. So, that's one of the things that I've need to dismantle, work on, or be present with.
Yeah, a lot of your comments address that, Mark. I don't underestimate how scary it is to let go of those. Can some of you sense in your being right now the holding and grip that some of that conditioning has on you? Like if it
Yes, and
Yeah.
in some sense it's like the alternative is so vast that I can sense it as scary.
We're getting a lot of help with this right now. Feel your seat. But this should give you a sense of that unconscious grip and hold that exerts the conditioning on us. And just being able to bring some awareness to it and then bring your grounding and connection to the living energies to it is what will help it shift peacefully, beautifully, without panic. And that's a kind of panic that's just deep in your nervous system. And it shows up in the stupidest ways, like Mark was describing.
I'm very aware of it, but I just never realized or put it together with the words that you're saying around it's like a fear and survival. But yes, I can really feel the grip of that sometimes, and when it comes up.
Good. I'm glad you can recognize it.
Can I ask a question, Sarah, regarding the feet again? In the last class, you mentioned that we don't want to be like the old way of grounding was pulling pulling the energy up through the feet.
That was never
And
my
you,
way of, no. That was never my instruction for grounding. I want that to be
right, but I'm
clear.
saying, but others use that practice. And so my question is regarding the toroidal field and allowing the living energies to come.
I found that practice that you just said of just connecting the feeling the magnetism of the earth to the feet just now. And I literally felt my crown open as I did that. So is that really then just what I need to do to create that toroidal field? That's not anything of like imagining roots going down into the earth or, you know what I'm saying?
Right, so you want to be in the experience of it. If it helps you, your imagination helps you come into the experience, then that's helpful. But if the imagination takes over and prevents the experience from happening, then that blocks the experience. So at some point, you can cue yourself. Like I'll say to myself, I need to ground. And then because I've been doing it for so long, my body knows what that means. So my body will do it. But it comes through practice and it's feeling it. And once you have the feeling of the chakras on the soles of the feet, right in the middle of the arch, and the toes might be vibrating, and there's a magnetic draw down into the earth. It's pulled into the earth because we're responding to gravity. I mean, it's part of that electromagnetic sense of gravity. Once enough is drawn down to clear the heavy energy, and we have to wait for this. Once enough is cleared, then the upward flow starts on its own. And then, like you said, it connects to the crown chakra and opens the crown chakra so that the light from above can start coming in. And it all follows a natural, organic, living intelligence. So you're not pulling anything up. You have to wait long enough so that the heavy energies are drawn downward. And while that's happening, we're actually feeding Mother Earth. She wants those energies. The Earth wants those energies. It's fertilizer. And once enough have been cleared to allow a channel, the energies will rise up very naturally and start to move through your being, clearing any density with its intelligence. I mean, this is really intelligent energy. We need to be patient enough to allow it to do its most intelligent, beneficial healing for us. It requires enormous patience.
Okay, that's really helpful because I think me just focusing more on sensing the energies, as you said, the magnetic, then it was like all of a sudden I felt like, whoa, all of this energy became present there. So it's funny, I think it just for each person, it just, I guess, whatever works best for them. But that analogy of the magnet really helped me get right, you know, feeling it move, like pulling down was really helpful.
Right. It's like the boots that the astronauts wore on the moon landing,
Thank
it's very magnetic. Like, very often I have said, it feels like you can't even lift your feet off the ground. That's how magnetic it is. It's like clicked in. And
Yeah,
then
but sometimes I felt where it's painful in my feet, sometimes when I connect to the energy. So I'm wondering, like, it
So,
feels like electric, like it's like very like zippy and zappy, like it's really.
and
Do you know what I mean? Like Shrek.
that's the fascia muscle tension releasing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's all the collective unaligned energies that are
Oh, wow.
releasing. Yeah.
So how do you allow that to be a little more gentle? Because sometimes I'm like, oh my God, it's painful.
It can be.
I haven't felt it in like maybe a month or so, but I was just wondering what that was that feeling.
Yeah, I don't like that feeling, so I keep
Yeah.
practicing it so that it doesn't build up.
Okay. Thank you for explaining. So I don't think I've been opening my key chakras as best as I should be.
Know, ultimately, you would feel energy going out the tips of the toes and energy going down in the earth. And then the tailbone would eventually soften and release, and you'd feel the energy from the tailbone connecting to the earth. And then you might feel energy through your hands and the heart. And that's when the energy really starts to circulate.
Okay, thank you. I think it was like the practical part of which first, because I think I was focusing very much lately on the tail and the root, which was very nice and grounding, but I don't think I was getting that flow as much through the feet, potentially.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter where you start, as long as you end up including everything in the lower part of your body. Then the intelligence will take it through the rest of the body.
Thank you for explaining.
Sarah, I just need to share with the group that I am looking out of a floor-to-ceiling ninth floor window right now, and I just glanced out and I saw something. I didn't know what it was at first. It was like an orange, tiny bit up coming up over the trees. And just in this conversation, with you and Tracy, it's almost all the way up. So
Oh.
the strawberry moon is like, I can't even believe it, what I'm seeing outside the window. So I'm glad you
Wow.
talked about it beforehand, so I knew what was happening. As it's bright, like pink, orange, red,
And is it big?
Yes,
Yeah.
it's all it's there's just a tiny bit of it still below the trees, but but literally within, I would say, 1 to 2 minutes, it went from just being a tiny little crescent over the trees to being almost fully up.
Yeah, that's
Yeah, it's amazing.
thank you. So, this is one of those sessions where we have our conversations. I would say for meditation, go back to last week's meditation. That was really a big meditation. But once every session we need good discussion. So this was helpful. The full moon, the heavy energies is part of this full moon too. And it'll clear, start clearing after 24 hours. But this is where you just need some patience with this. Because I think it'll be heavy for a day or two. I'm just looking at the energy now. There we go. We've got more light coming in now. could align with tonight, which was quite beautiful. So this is bringing new frequencies into the planetary awareness. Frequencies that have never been here before. Frequency refined up beautifully. Let it be pure frequency without attaching any story or projecting anything on it. Okay. So enjoy this frequency blessing that we're receiving. Practice your seat and feet 100 times a day in the craziest situations. It's all practice that adds up. And let's see what happens this week. So many blessings.